they have been part of the curriculum review, not only this current one, but also the initial attempt that was made in 1999 under the Curriculum Commission of Inquiry into Education and Training. And now we are seeing a development of that by trying to look at the framework of review, which is going to address and bring about the identity, values, and the heritage and history and cultural traditions of Zimbabwe. We are saying this curriculum must answer to these things in order to bring about a complete citizen. We are saying we must prepare learners for the changing socio-economic environment, particularly at a time when our economy is indigenized and particularly at a time when our economy is getting competitive in the world. We are saying learners must be able to demonstrate both literacy and numeracy in various manner, and also at the same time must be multi-talented in terms of skills, particularly lifelong skills.
So now we see that Chinese, French, Swahili, and Portuguese will be compulsory at all government schools. Did you agree to this?
The issue of compulsory teaching has not come to the fore. But what has come to the fore is the exposition of the learners to the various languages, not only the issues of foreign languages. We are also talking of indigenous languages. We are giving prominence to indigenous languages as mediums of transformation, as mediums of exchanging knowledge to our people. We are saying, therefore, the issues around English literature must not only be limited to that. We must have Kalanga literature. We must have Isindebele literature. We must have Shona literature. And these are the works that will also imbue our learners with the values and the beliefs that are very close to our culture. And we are saying we must do that. But then we cannot subject our children to only local experiences, because the world is now a global village. They must also have at least the working knowledge of those countries that are trading with Zimbabwe, which are closer to Zimbabwe, which in terms of language and culture will also find themselves integrating with Zimbabwe in the global village. So our children should not be victims. They should be able to say in Swahili, good morning. They must say it in Chinese, in Portuguese. And that is a way of incapacitating children with that lifelong skills.
But is it possible to actually introduce these subjects in Zimbabwe? Since there are few teachers, you know, Chinese teachers, Swahili teachers, Portuguese teachers.
That is the starting point. You will start, of course, with the training of the teachers. In other words, the teacher capacity building as a strategy of developing our human resources should come into force here. We are saying teachers must be trained, and we must extend their training to these issues. But then we are not looking forward to a wholesale introduction, because Zimbabwe does not have the economic muscle to say at the stroke of a pen, tomorrow everything has been erased and a new chapter is open. We will have to point out to the direction to which our society must be worked towards. And that is an issue which we must be handled by the action plan, which gradually must address those.
And according to the draft, Mr. Ndlovu, it seems as if at ordinary level, students are going to have their grades based on 40% theoretical examination, 30% practical examination, and 30% continuous assessment. What is the current status of that kind of, you know, grading system?
Yes, the rationale behind that is that currently, because we have been examination-driven, the determination of one's success has been based on how many A's you bring out in 2 hours of writing an examination which is set to evaluate your performance of over 4 years. That is not realistic. We must then incorporate a practical examination. We must incorporate a continuous assessment so that we can see the full character of the individual academically and in terms of the intellectual capacity over that period. That is the best way of looking at the learner rather than looking at the learner through the glances of a set examination in 2 hours. We are saying, therefore, this is a new process in the curriculum and a new assessment which should enhance the birth rate of our people and also develop them wholesomely.
And the 5 months life skills orientation, what is it all about? Because we see that maybe some people will have to join the uniformed forces. Yes. So what is it all about?
There is nothing wrong with the people joining uniformed forces, because the uniformed forces are part of the job that we teach our children to look for. We are saying if we have an air force, Zimbabwe will be defended. If we have a soldier, they will be defended. But it is not the thrust. The thrust is to expose children to various job opportunities in the country. And this comes at a very, very critical time. We are therefore escalating what used to be career guidance. And in that way, we are saying in that event, exposure of that magnitude will make the child choose their path very carefully and also with guidance. But at the same time, it will give them practical experience and observation so that do I want to be a teacher, do I want to be a soldier or a nurse? And that the child can make that decision. But most importantly, the exposure must show the child what kind of a character they have. Because after that exposure, the child should not be the same in terms of what they want to perform. To give an example, if I took a child to the Inyangani Mountains and asked them to find that steep mountain with its difficulties and the vagaries of weather, when they experience those hardships, the faint hearted will turn away and go back home. Typical even in the careers. Some, when it gets tough, they leave their careers. That's not the character that we want to mold. We want the character of perseverance and hard work, and we want to develop those characters through such exposure.
And there's a proposal to actually dump integrated science. Why?
Well, integrated science, in my view, and I think in the view of most of our educationists, is a substandard science. It was watered down to accommodate people not to do physics, chemistry, biology, and many of the sciences. So why should we now subject our children to that instead of giving them the hardcore sciences and expose them to that, so that don't have to water it down to something that resembles science, which is not exactly an in-depth study of the science concepts as they appear. We want to promote that.